This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Catherine McQuay with the Cops Office. With us today is Commissioner Bill Bratton of NYPD, the New York City Police Department. And Commissioner Bratton, thank you for your time.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. And I want to ask you first about a term we heard you use, collaborative policing. Can you tell me what that term means?
Collaborative policing, I think, is the natural outgrowth of the term community policing we began to use in the 1990s. Community policing with its emphasis on partnership, problem solving, and prevention. Collaboration implies an even more intimate relationship that fortunately we have established partnerships. We are very focused on problem solving policing, and we have come back to the understanding the role of police is prevention first and foremost. But with that acceptance of the tenets of community policing, to make it even more effective, collaboration speaks very much to much more inclusion, much more transparency, much more bridge building across the silos in an organization, silos between community, political leadership, and the police. Collaboration is just a more intimate form of community policing.
Can you talk to us about what you see happening in the months ahead in terms of the relationship between your department and communities of color? I know that's already been an issue you've taken on, and seemingly with great progress. I wondered if you could talk about that.
Well, I think I've just gone past the 100-day mark. Both myself and Mayor Bill de Blasio appointed me, and certainly campaigned on the issue of moving very quickly to improve those relationships. I like to think that in a very short period of time, we have done that. The reduction in the use of stop, question, and frisk, more effective use of stop, question, and frisk, that has been a big help in that regard. But also going back to the term collaboration, we're really reaching out to communities in a big way, communities that felt that they had not been acknowledged or recognized, whether it's the Muslim community, whether it's communities of color. I have three new deputy commissioner positions that have been created, a deputy commissioner for collaboration, a deputy commissioner for strategic initiatives, which is effectively that person is creating social media for the NYPD, blogs, Facebook, websites, tweets, Twitter. And then I have a deputy commissioner for administration, and her role is to improve the collaboration within the organization with our unions and our fraternal organizations, of which we have 32. And as an example of what she has done, we have opened up police headquarters, our auditoriums, meeting rooms to those organizations to hold their meetings. And so every one of them is now holding their delegate meetings, their fraternal meetings in police headquarters.
The COPS office recently held a forum, which we were fortunate enough to have you attend, and you shared stage with Reverend Al Sharpton, and both of you had seemed to have a wonderful relationship. And I thought back to 20 years ago, that seems symbolic of the change in the community and the department as a whole. Could you speak to that?
Sure. Policing is constantly evolving. We are not today where we were 20 years ago or 100 years ago. But you hope that the evolution builds on strengths and things that work, and recognize and discards those things that don't work or those things that work against collaboration. Relationship building is essential for successful collaboration, and I think referencing Al Sharpton, Mr. Sharpton has evolved in the sense that he and the movement that he is very proud to be part of have evolved in a very good way, in the sense of there's a maturity that has occurred, maturation in policing also, in the sense that we more fully appreciate now the importance of working with our communities, not just for them, particularly with minority communities, the idea of legitimacy, of due process. Those are very important, and then also respect. Those are very important issues in the minority communities. Mr. Sharpton gets that. I get it. American policing, American police leadership get that.
You mentioned something interesting about, you talked about the pendulum swinging and the desire to get away from some of the, if you will, tougher policies of the 90s. How do you see that playing out in NYPD?
comment I made about the pendulum swinging is I've been in the business now for 44 years, so I've seen it swing back and forth several times. In the 70s, as a result in reaction to the turmoil of the 60s, it swung very far to the liberal side, if you will, in which there was a lot of movement of policing away from the role of prevention to response. And that didn't work. By the 1980s, we were in free fall. Crime was rising dramatically. Relations with minority communities were deteriorating. And police were just not effective. In the 90s, we came back. The pendulum swung again, back to a focus once again on prevention and embrace of community policing. But also for a period of time, there was this era of get tough on crime. A lot of that had to do with higher rates of incarceration. A lot of it had to do with use of new technologies, CompStat systems. Pendulum probably swung too far to the right, if you will, and then we've come to recognize now that we put too many people in jail for the wrong reasons, particularly around the issue of drugs. Also that some of our policies and our laws had disparate impact on minorities. The idea that powdered cocaine was treated differently than crack cocaine, and crack cocaine used a lot more significantly in black communities, led to higher rates of incarceration of blacks. So we learned a lot in the 90s, a lot that was good, but a lot that also was negative. Pendulum is swinging back again, I think, in that in a good way, that we have improved our trust with our communities, we have improved our professionalization, our skills, and we have understanding that you can't arrest your way out of the problem. One of my captains in Los Angeles, when I was there, used the phrase, the future is not in handcuffs. And that's the police department that for years its motto, unofficial motto, was hook 'em and book 'em. That's no longer the motto, unofficial or official, of the LAPD.
And some of the things I've read, great support for everything you're saying, and some comments fear that, oh my gosh, crime has been so low, the city is so safe. If the pendulum starts to swing back, are we going to see crime increase?
I actually don't think you will see crime increase dramatically. I'll speak specifically to New York, the area I have direct responsibility for. Challenge now is going to be to maintain the low crime rates where the majority of the people in the city feel safe, that the city feels safe. It is safe. It's reflected in tourism, 56 million tourists. It's reflected in polling, but there were still pockets of crime whose levels have been reduced dramatically from that of the 80s and early 90s, but that, with the lower crime rates, would still be deemed as unsafe and not feeling safe. So the challenge is to continue going after those cancers, if you will, but recognizing that the city as a whole is a much safer place. And the challenge now will be to maintain low crime rates. Dramatic decreases in crime are probably going to be unlikely, but I think we have the capability with CompStat and predictive policing to prevent crime from going up dramatically across the city as it did in the 70s and 80s. And I think you can take the New York comments and take it to the nation as a whole. Some cities experience periodic increases, spikes in crime, but have the ability to get in and, like a firefighter responding to a fire, puts water on it and eventually puts the fire out. Similarly, policing has that effect. But we're also recognizing that there have to be additional societal changes in terms of addressing issues of race, of disparate impact, of legitimacy of policing to build trust once again in communities. Because we're at a point that to lower crime further, we're going to have even better relationships, particularly in our minority communities, which are still bearing the brunt of the crime that remains.
With 100 days behind you, how do you feel?
Pretty good. So far, so good. Knock on wood.
Great. Super. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Pleasure. Okay. All the best.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.